Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is my pleasure to visit with you this evening here. My name is Mike Gavilli, and I represent Advanced Sensing and Controls out of Hudson, Massachusetts. I should mention that I love this last slot of the session. This means I can take as much time as I want until the bar opens, or until the bar closes, or until I lose my voice, and you can tell what really happens first. This past year was quite unusual in many senses. Instead of promoting our existing products, our customers actually demanded some new ones, new solutions they did not have, could not find elsewhere. In this session, I will concentrate about a new resistive sensor to measure lint moisture. In another presentation tomorrow afternoon, I will be describing our new fire over temperature monitoring and protection in a cotton gin. Let's see if I can move slides forward. A typical resistive sensor measures the conductivity of the sample and relating or correlating that measurement to the moisture level of the lint. And this is a typical sensor which you may have seen in the industry for a number of years. You probably have also seen that the greater the density or the greater the pressure one applies on a measuring plate, the higher the moisture value will be obtained from the readout. The sensor which we have designed has an additional optical device which measures the density of the sample or the material which is in contact with the plate. And the processor makes correction to the moisture reading such that the pressure applied against the sensor does not affect greatly or largely the moisture readings. This slide actually is the image of the sensor itself sitting on the bench, of course. You can see, I don't think there's a pointer here. You can see, I'm sorry? Of the mouse? Not very clearly seen. You can see those round conductive plates, or surfaces, which are used to measure the conductivity of the lint in process. You can also see in the middle or just underneath it a round lens or glass. And this is the additional sensor I mentioned before, which measures using infrared or infrared eye. It measures the density of the lint as it passes over the plate. Those measurements are done concurrently or simultaneously, so they're both used in the equation to calculate the moisture of the device. We built or use the same technology to build a sensor for the in-process measurements, as shown here with the plate. And also we have a benchtop unit which allows you to take samples, stick them in there, and get the readings. As I said before, the main objective here or the main benefits of this device is that no matter what pressure you apply against the plate, the readings will change very slightly, or in other words, the change of the moisture readings as a function of the pressure is rather low compared to other devices in the market you may have seen. I'm going to take advantage of the time here, and I'll briefly mention some of the other products we make in relation to MoSHARE and others. This slide shows our microwave MoSHARE, or microwave Bell MoSHARE, final Bell MoSHARE sensor. The product consists of receiving and transmitting antennas, which are positioned on opposite sides of the bell. And as the bell goes on the conveyor, a measurement of the MoSHARE is conducted. The advantage of that particular technique is it allows you to obtain a side-to-side scan of the bell and get an average reading. And in addition, we provide also a profile, as shown here on the right graph, showing the readings, individual readings in 5 or 6 different points along the bell. In the event that you use some moisturizing, some type of moisturizing system, and it's not balanced, you may see differences as shown here. The graph on the left actually gives you a history graph of moisture readings which took place. The following picture is a moisture restoration system for seed cotton, somewhat new concept, which we have tried in the last couple of years with great results in many respects. The image here showing the mixing chamber where the moisture is applied on seed cotton before ginning. The main advantage of adapting that process in the gin is to not only increase the moisture level of the seed cotton, but also to improve on some of the lint properties, such as breakage or short fiber content. As you may know, dry lint will be more likely to break in comparison to moisturized lint. We also see an improvement in the leaf grade, surprise enough, as long as you don't apply too much of the moisture, and we have a controller, of course, to perform that. The image on the right is the outside view of the controller with a CRT display shown here on the left, showing some history and the readings of the moisture levels, incoming, outgoing, and the amount of moisture is applied. The bottom image is showing the picture as it's taken during the process. The moisture is applied by a nozzle which atomized the water as soon as it hits the airstream, giving it enough time to get absorbed by the lint. Another new product we have introduced last year is a temperature guard or temperature sensor for gin stands. This particular unit was used on a roller gin to monitor the temperature of the rollers and to guard them from overheating in the event when the temperature rose above a set point, the gin stand was stopped until the temperature goes down, and by doing so, it saved the properties of the roller and eliminated potential fires, as reported by the ginner. A similar device or concept it can be applied in a saw gin, of course, to reduce the amortization of the saws, and of course to reduce the chance of fire. This slide shows our flow control sensors on the bottom left, measuring the amount of seed cotton or lint moving through the pipe. These are infrared sensors, and the signal is used by various machines. In here, we control the flow from the module feeder by varying the speed of the module feeder, and doing so allowing you to get a consistent flow into the gin, making sure that all the gin stands are full all the time, especially now that you may be getting some of those new run modules that almost will be a must to have to prevent the last gin stands sitting idle. And this system is in a low five-digit number price-wise, about $20,000. This is a shot of our leaf grade analyzer. Inside that box on the bottom here, there's a camera which takes samples, images of the lint as it goes through the lint slide, and it performs the analysis of leaf grade, presenting it to the ginner. We also make cotton yield monitors for strippers, which has been in use here in Texas especially, like shown here. And this will terminate my presentation. I appreciate your patience. If anybody wants more information on these or other products, please call me or catch me right here after the presentation. Thank you very much.